Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel according to John chapter 9. John chapter 9. I'd like to read verses 24 and 25. And as we go and take this book verse by verse, John chapter 9. Verse 24, then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Our Father, we ask you this morning to bless the Word. Bless it, Lord, we ask all to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless it to the comfort and salvation of your people. For Christ's sake, we ask these things. Amen. There's been times that I've watched TV and stuff like that, and I'd hear people on these religious channels, and they would announce that they were going to be having a miracle service coming up. As I've said before, I said this here. How do you know? What makes you think that God would... You know, I know that they're speaking foolishly. But somehow in their minds, they feel as though that the Lord is at their beck and call to be able to, you know, hit somebody on the top of the head. They'll fall backwards. Got a couple of guys back there to catch them always. And they're going to lay there for a few minutes, and then they'll get up. And then they're healed. They're healed. And somehow, they think that by watching this so-called healing, that that's going to give people life. That's going to give those that are healed and those that watch the healing, it's going to give them life. Well, this scripture that we've been dealing with proves that that's not so. The scripture sets forth that there's one means that the Lord uses in the salvation of His people. One thing. The preaching of the gospel. That's it. There is no other means that Almighty God is pleased to use. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God. It is the power of God unto salvation. Well, here was a blind beggar. And he had been healed. The Lord had given him sight. And this beggar was being questioned. I mean, he was being drilled by these Pharisees as to how his sight was restored. And they did not want to know that to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, but they wanted to discredit Him. Now, these Pharisees, the Scripture says that they are the ones that love the praises of men more than the praises of God. And when they couldn't get very far with that beggar, they called his parents in. And they were trying to use the parents to get this fella to buckle. And because the parents, the scripture says, feared being excommunicated, they would not have anything to do with their son. They wouldn't come to his defense. That's what they said. He's of age. Ask him. Well, then, verse 24, we just read, then again called they the man that was blind. Now, obviously, there was a court. They were having court. You know, he'd come in, he'd give his testimony, and then they obviously sent him out, and they brought him back in. That's what he says. Then again called they the man that was blind, and he said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Now here was a group of arrogant, self-righteous Jews that had set themselves up as judges before the one that they're going to stand before. And unless the Lord gives them a new heart, the books are going to be opened. Now this conversation right here is going to come up again in the day of judgment. And the Lord Himself, the one that they're railing on, the one that they're hating, is going to cause them to have to confess. He is Lord to the glory of God. But for right now, He's allowing these men to do exactly what they want to do. Whenever the Lord said of Pharaoh, the Lord hardened his heart. All the Lord does is restrain His mercy. Just let a man do what he wants to do. Leave him alone. And I'm telling you, that man will perish unless Almighty God gives that man a new heart. Men will do exactly what they want to do. You give God the praise. Now this is what they said to him. You make confession to God Himself. And you say, this is what the Pharisees was telling that healed beggar. You say in the presence of God that you trust Him only. Now, here, they're looking in human flesh. They're looking at God. They're seeing the Lord of glory. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And He had taken some spit. And what they said was, this man that spit on the ground, this man that made some mud out of spit and dirt, this man that claims to have healed you in a disgusting manner, this man can be nothing more than an imposter. This man is a sinner. And we want you to tell God that very thing. You tell God that the man that claims to have healed you is what we said he is. You give God the praise. Can you imagine the pressure that they were trying to put this fellow under? This is what all false religion does. Now here's an amazing thing. This is what false religion says. It's our way or it's hell. And someone says, yeah, but Marvin, you say the same thing. And you know what I say? You're right. You're right. Now somebody is not right. Somebody's wrong. Either salvation, I put in the bulletin today, these four stubborn statements, I got that from Brother Scott. A lot of times, people will ask you, what do you guys believe? What do y'all believe? I mean, what do you believe about salvation? What do you believe about this? And I was reading over those four stubborn statements again, and I thought, you know what? That answers. This is what we believe. Everything that we believe, if we cannot back it up with the Scriptures, then we have no basis. You give God the glory. Only God could do a thing like this. Now there's none so blind as those that will not see. Here's an amazing thing. Nothing could be more obvious that a miracle had taken place. Now that's just, and nothing can be more spiritually obvious than that Almighty God gives men and women new sight, true sight, true hearing. But unless the Lord gives a heart for a man or woman to see that and believe that, they don't see it. The miracle of God's grace is that men and women give God the honor. There's the sign. There's the evidence right there. They give God all the honor and they take none of it to themselves. None. None. Ask yourself this. Here's your question. Do you believe that the Lord has saved you? If you do, how did He save you? Now, I'll tell you this. If there's anything in your answer that has to do with something you did, if there's anything in your answer that pertains to something that you accomplished, that you exercised, that you did, then God has not saved you. He has not saved you. Salvation is all of grace. Unless the Lord gives eyes and ears to hear, men are blind. And they have one desire, to ridicule, to mock, and discredit the Lord of glory, to discredit God's sovereign right to do what He will with His own. This here's the bottom line. Salvation is of the Lord, totally of the Lord, with no help on man's part. And then God Almighty tells you about it. And you believe. You believe. Listen to this. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son. Now let me tell you what that means. That means that you believe that salvation is by Almighty God everlastingly purposing to show mercy and compassion to whomsoever He would. Now we've got God's Word on that. We have the Word of God. I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. So here's the question. Is God's choice distinguishing? Yes. Don't argue. Don't argue against that. Because you're arguing against the sovereign. You're arguing against God. I didn't say that. Well, I did, but I didn't come up with it. I'm just a voice. Here's salvation. God purposed to save a people. He gave those to His Son, the surety. The surety came into this world as God's servant and lived for and died for, according to the Scriptures. Those that the Father had given Him, He said, I lay down my life for the sheep. He ascended into heaven, interceding for His people. Salvation is all of grace, and it's in Christ. Now, when He says, "He that believeth on the Son," that's what He's talking about. For someone to say, "I believe on the Son, I believe that God offered salvation to me and I accepted it, and I believe that Jesus died for everybody's sins, and when I make that free will decision, then that decision was what made salvation effectual to me." That's salvation by works, your works. Now, that's not salvation. Believing on the Son means that God chose, God performed, God calls, God keeps, God reveals. Salvation is of the Son. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." These Pharisees says, "We know that this man's a sinner." He's a sinner. We're learned men. We're preachers. We know what's best. We recognize a liar and a sinner when we see one. And this man is a sinner. This man is nothing but a violator of God's Sabbath day. And he has no respect for God. They couldn't deny that the blind beggar could now see. They couldn't deny, since the parents confirmed that he was their son, that he was born blind, they couldn't deny that a miracle had taken place. But what they wanted to know now was this: is this beggar right here, is he going to say that the Lord Jesus lied, that he was a sinner? Are you going to say that this man is nothing but a sinner? You give God the praise for that. Give God the glory. Speak the truth and appeal to Him to forgive you for the dishonor that you have bestowed upon God Almighty. You have been disrespectful to God. This violator of God's law, you're standing up for Him. And God's going to get you. This man, verse 25, he answered, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." You talk about the prevenient grace of God. I've said before grace. Grace that draws a man, draws a woman to cross paths with the Lord of glory. It is by the grace of God that anybody ever hears the gospel. It is by the grace of God that anybody ever crossed paths with a preacher of the gospel. It is by the grace of God that you or anybody else ever heard the truth. There are untold numbers that never hear the truth. But that Almighty God would give anyone that time, that place, that privilege to hear the gospel. Grace. Oh, the grace of God. This man crossed paths with the Lord. You remember when the Lord first came in contact with this man? Remember what was it? Verse 1, chapter 9. "As Jesus passed by, he saw a man that was blind from his birth." That the Lord of glory would cause you to sit under the gospel. You that know Him in regenerating power and grace, we will never thank Him enough. Right now we see through a glass darkly, and we thank Him. But oh, how miserably we thank Him. How embarrassed we are that we don't thank Him as we ought. Here was a man that God directed and kept, was teaching. And I know, I've already looked at it, verses 35 to 38. You can see there where the Lord is going to actually, He's going to reveal Himself to this beggar right here. And He's going to call this beggar out. Scripture bears that out. Says he believed. You believe on the Son of Man. That's what he said. On the Son of God, I'm sorry. Jesus answered, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" Who is he? Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him. It is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. I know that the Lord's going to call this man out of darkness, but as of this moment right here in verse 25, he doesn't know the Lord. He does not. He actually said, whether he be a sinner or no, I don't know. I don't know. This is the only thing I know. One thing I know. I know that I was blind, and now I know I see. That's the one thing that I know. Oh, how those words ring true spiritually for a regenerated saint. For a son of Adam born in sin, blindness, unbelief. What do you know? Well, I know this. I know there's a lot of things in scriptures that I don't fully understand. I know that. I don't understand as I shall. I don't understand. I cannot enter into the fullness of the Trinity. I know that there's three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, and there's one God. I know this. I know that the fullness of the Godhead, of Jehovah, Father, Son, and Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead bodily rests in Christ. I know that the Scripture sets forth that God chose and put all of His elect in Christ from before the foundation of the world. And they've always been right there, and they've never been anywhere but there. I know that. I know this. I know by faith that when He came into this world, that mysteriously, wonderfully mysteriously, that all of God's sheep were in Him. I know when He went to the cross, I know that we died in Him. I know that. I know that. Paul said, "I was crucified with Him." I know that when He was buried, we were buried with Him because we've always been in Him, raised with Him, ascended with Him, and seated with Him right now in the heavenlies, glorified with Him. God is eternal. Everything with God is right now. There's nothing future with God. It's all now. And I can't understand it. I can't enter into the fullness of that. But I know it's true. I see through a glass darkly. So I know this. I know that there's a lot of things that I don't understand. That I can't articulate. I don't know how the Spirit of God blesses these things to our hearts and we see by faith. I know this one thing for sure though. I know that once I was blind. I know that I was lost. I know that I was without God and I know that I was without hope. I know that I didn't have any desire for life in Christ. I didn't care. I know that. I didn't care. I didn't care about Him. I didn't care about His Word. I didn't care about His glory. I didn't care about salvation. I didn't care about anything but myself. It's like that thief on the cross. He was hanging there and he was railing on the Lord just like the other one was. And then The Scripture never gives any other explanation but this. But he looked at the Lord and he said, Lord, when you enter into your kingdom, would you remember me? Lord, would you remember me? Lord, when you enter into your glory, when you're ascended up, he knew who that was. And the Lord told him, he said, today you're going to be with me in paradise. God's people know they're going to be with the Lord. They know that. I know that the Lord of glory crossed my path with the gospel of free grace. I know that he lifted me up out of the dunghill of self-righteousness. I know that before I was blind, I know that I trusted in my own will and my own righteousness and my own decision. But I know this, I don't anymore. Once I was blind, but now I see. He has revealed to me, this is one thing I know, he's revealed to me that he delivered me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me at Calvary. I know that through the Psalms, that when he speaks of his crucifixion, he speaks of his iniquities. And I know that he knew no sin. I know that he was made sin for me. And I cannot enter into the depth of it. As I said last week, I don't even know what sin is. I don't even know what it is. I can't explain it. But I do know this. God Almighty judged it in His Son for His people. I know that. I know this. He has robed me. If I believe Him, and by the grace of God, I do believe Him. I know that He's robed me in His perfect righteousness, and I stand in Christ uncondemned. I know this. I know that this body is going to die. This is the way of all men. I know that I shall be, unless He comes back, I'm going to be laid in the ground. But I believe this, I'm going to be raised in the resurrection, in glory. I believe that these eyes right here, that's what Job says, these eyes, I'm going to see Him. But these eyes are going to be changed. This body is going to be changed. It just, when the Lord came out of the ground and they saw Him, then His resurrected, glorious body. And they saw Him. They saw Him. This body is going to be changed. How is it going to be changed? Paul said, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, this corruption is going to put on incorruption. This mortal is going to put on immortality. This is a marvelous thing. God is going to change this body. I know that. They said, how is it going to be? I don't know. I don't know. But I believe God. This is one thing I know. Here's one thing I know. I'm a struggling sinner, saved by the grace of God. I got an old nature in me that wars against the law of my mind, my new mind. I know I've got an old man and a new man. I know the way I was born, that old nature I was born with, I still got it. And it gives me trouble all the time, Carl. There's a battle going on in me right now. I know this. I know Christ is all and in all. I know that He's all in regeneration. I know that as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I know that He's all in righteousness and sanctification. It says, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. I know that He is all for my acceptance before God. He's my everything. He's my all in all. Paul says to Timothy, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. You give God the glory. You give God the praise. This man's a sinner. Whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. This is one thing I know. One thing that I'm assured of. I was blind, now and see. I know that. There's one thing that a believer knows. He knows that before he was dead in trespasses and sins. He knows that. But right now, God's given him light. And he sees. Though he sees through that glass darkly, I know that. Though he knows in part, we preach and we prophesy in part. As I said, I don't understand everything that I'm. I can't explain everything. But I can believe God. Give me a heart to believe God. One thing I know, I was dead, now I'm alive. I was blind, now I can see. I was deaf, now I can hear. I was lame, now I walk in Him. Walking in His Spirit. Lord, bless these words to our heart and help us. Help us for Christ's sake. Amen. Let's take about